Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we are following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we've redefined what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm only here in Utah while Brooke is living here for tonight.
Ooh, honestly? Oh yeah, you're only here for tonight, but I'm living here until further notice.
Yes, exactly. So,
well, I mean, I'm living here.
So these are going to be shorties.
I'm living here for sure full time right now until further notice. And then when I potentially have a home outside of this home, I'll live here like part time. But Gina will too, because now she likes it.
She says, I do love it here.
Like, no, you won't.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, guys.
Welcome to the Between Reps with Aunt Brooke and Gina.
Nice!
Yeah, if you guys are only listening, we're doing a podcast. You're cool, dude. We're doing a podcast with my niece.
Jersey
Ents. And if you are watching, you already know because you can see her. Mm-hmm. Jersey, what's it like being in fourth grade?
It's hard.
Why?
What are the struggles of being a fourth grader?
And that's, what are the struggles of being a fourth grader in school, but also in like, I don't know, friend groups?
Well, most of my friends are really mean and bossy.
Really? Most of them?
Why are they your friends?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You can look at me when you talk to me. That's the best part about this, because we're literally just hanging out.
Nobody else is here. What are you doing right now? Sorry.
I'm sitting here cracking a White Claw while my little niece is sitting.
Sorry, Jersey. We're terrible. Okay.
We've already discussed with her the fact that this is the only podcast that she's allowed to listen to or watch on the YouTube because we curse a lot.
Right.
And
cursing is bad, right?
Yeah. Especially when you're like growing up.
Yeah.
When you're young.
I mean, we can't really tell her that. Cursing is bad forever. You'll figure it out on your own.
I'm not a mom, but you are, so you can say that.
Okay, so.
Everyone's like, that's it. That's all that's bad.
That's it.
Just cursing. No, that's what you guys
there's
do.
There's a lot of things.
We also let her know there's a lot of topics we have that are more adult.
Yeah. And she also knows that she's going to hang out with us for like 10 minutes.
Yep.
And then we're going to give you the wink, right? What was the sign?
Wink.
Yes.
Okay, so what we're going to do here is we're going to ask you questions, but we thought it would be fun for Jersey to ask us questions.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to do first? Us ask you or you ask? Actually, I'm going to ask you because I'm going to ask you questions that I already know, but the listeners and the viewers don't know.
Okay.
I'm looking at you. Cool. How old are you?
10.
And you're
in? Double digits.
And I already said it, but what grade are you in?
Fourth
grade. Mm-hmm. What do you love to do outside of school?
Ride my scooter.
Like,
very
what else,
cool.
though? Like, you love to what?
Dance.
Yes.
Yes. She's a big dancer. As was I. What are all the classes you have at school right now?
Only English. We don't switch classes yet. Not till fifth grade.
So when you go to school, give us a rundown of like your week and the classes you go to. Only English? Mm-hmm. Did I do that?
Wait, what?
Only English class?
Yeah.
No, not all week.
All week? Mm-hmm. That's the only class you have. That's it.
Mm-hmm. No.
That's some weird.
No, no, no. She's misunderstanding. You had math review today.
Okay. So like subjects. So you have
Yeah.
Like subjects.
So she means
you have one teacher.
She's just in one class.
Yeah. So you have one teacher. Yeah. But what are like the
different
subjects that you guys are learning?
Math.
Mm-hmm.
Social studies and science.
Mm-hmm.
And writing.
And out of all those things, what is your favorite?
Writing.
What do you like most about that? Like creative writing?
I like how we get to write our own things in our own paragraphs.
And what are they usually about? Do they give you topics, or you guys are like, you read a book and then you have to write about it?
They give us topics.
What would be a topic?
What's the last thing you had to write about?
We got to write like whatever we wanted without stopping.
Oh, that's cool.
Was that in class? That wasn't like a homework?
Yes, yeah, so it was like a what'd you write freestyle.
About? I wrote about you guys.
Oh, tell us about it.
Yeah, I want to hear about it.
Yeah, tell us about it.
That Gina's really nice.
Oh, thanks.
And that Brookie is my aunt.
Mm-hmm.
And that they're only staying for a couple days. And then Brooke is going to stay, and she's going to stay a little bit longer than Gina. And Gina's leaving in 3 days. And then I talked about a book I read.
There you mm-hmm. go, right there. I have to keep fixing her mic.
And that's all I read.
What book did you read?
I wrote about, I read a story. It's called The K.
The K? Like the letter K?
Mm-mm. It's a person.
Okay. Oh, okay. What was it about?
It was about, like, this guy, and he has this dad, and they got in this rainstorm.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had to get out of the rainstorm, and it was dangerous, and
okay. Was it good?
Yeah.
Okay.
How did they get out of it? Was it were they in a town or were they stranded somewhere?
They were in a town.
Oh, okay.
Okay. You were actually saying tonight when we were around the bonfire, when you found out that Brooke was leaving tomorrow, you said, "Oh, I don't want you to leave."
And I reminded you, Brooke, for like the 15th time that I'm coming back Friday and that I'm here.
No, not to stay.
No. Gina's like, tell him, you're not staying.
I will
staying.
Fight you, Jersey. I'm just kidding.
That I'm here through like early December, and then I'm going for like a week and a half, then I'm coming back for Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so let's get back to school or friendships.
Oh, yeah. So like recess.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So could we start having recess?
I mean, I feel like every day is recess.
That's true.
I've gotten to that point in my life. Okay, so Jersey. So you say you have friends, but they're all mean? Like every single one of
Not
them?
Not all of them, just okay. These three friends, and they spy on me every recess.
Oh. When you say spy, what does that mean?
It means when I'm like I'm playing with another friend and mm-hmm. They try to look at me without me seeing and try to just be mean and bossy. And
yeah.
They try to make me do stuff that I don't want to do.
Like what?
Well,
like one time they wanted to play tag, and I said, maybe we should all agree on something because there's this person who made Among Us cards, so I kind of wanted to play Among Us. But they said, no, we're playing freeze tag.
What's Among Us?
It's a game.
Well, elaborate.
So they were just trying to like make you do what they wanted to do.
Yeah.
But well, but I do actually elaborate on this game.
You
want to
know
what
Among Us?
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I don't understand how you play. What is
Among Us?
It's like, so there's this one imposter and you try to kill somebody. And there's crewmates where you try not to be killed. And then you don't know who's the imposter. So you have to vote whoever you thought who was the imposter. When they touch you, you're dead.
Wait, is this a video game? Okay.
People just made it out of cards, though.
Oh, it's a card game.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait, what?
What kind of cards? Like just playing cards?
Well, they made them, but it's also a video game.
So it sounds like another game to somehow make somebody else feel like they're the bad guy? Or no?
The imposter.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the bad guy and they try to kill other people.
Yeah, that sounds like a bad game.
I mean, not like definitely not a positive game.
No.
I mean, for sure in fourth grade was playing kissing tag.
Really? Have you ever played that, Jersey? No.
Okay, you never played kissing
answer.
Tag? Great answer.
What is kissing tag?
Well, it's probably exactly what it sounds like.
Yeah. We played Red Rover.
What's that?
What? Actually, when I was... You play Red Rover?
Of course.
Okay. I do remember when I was in elementary school, at a certain point, probably fourth grade, maybe third, they wouldn't allow us to play it anymore because people got broken arms.
Because it's violent.
It's super violent.
No, I know.
Could you imagine though playing Red Rover? Colby, have you played Red Rover? Could you imagine playing Red Rover like right now as an adult?
Colby, we're playing it tonight.
People would get messed up.
We're
going to
play it tonight. And
okay, Red Rover Jers is you have, usually it's like a lot of kids, right?
Right. Like they
you could play with less kids, but let's say two teams of 10 people.
Sure.
Or more, or like a few less. And you'd play in the field. So wherever you have like a big grassy open field or something like that at school, you go out and...
You're like holding hands.
You have like two lines.
Spaced apart.
Two lines of people holding hands spaced apart. And you're probably what? Like anywhere from 20 to 30 feet apart?
Yeah.
Okay. And one team, it's their turn. And they would get all together and they'd huddle up. And they'd say, okay, who are we going to pick? And you're picking someone, one person... from the other team. And then everyone they get into a big long line and they say, you say, Red Rover, send Jersey right over. And so it's your turn and you have to run. You look at their line. Usually you're looking for the weak ones. You're looking for like, where are the smaller people that I could maybe break through? Seriously. And then you want to run as fast as you can. And you're trying to run through where they're holding hands with someone.
You have to break through.
And you're trying to like break their hold. And if you break their hold, then you get to pick a person that you want to have on your team and you bring them back with you to your team. So you kind of like you're adding people to your team. But if you try and run through and you don't break through their hold.
You're out,
then
right?
No, I think that you have to... They get to keep you on their team.
Oh. I mean, that doesn't seem fair.
I think that's how it goes.
Okay.
And it can be very violent, especially when you're playing with, like, bigger, stronger kids.
Because when you go through the arms, it could break someone's arm.
Yeah, it could definitely. Actually, that's happened. I've never been playing a game where that happened, but people got beat up enough that at Sunset Elementary is where I went.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you go? What was the name of your elementary school?
Oh, dude, I went to Baymont Christian School.
Nice.
From the time I was like kindergarten through freshman year. Same.
Wow.
I went to school with the same 15 kids, like two or three, like minus two or three from kindergarten through freshman year. Most sheltered. They were called Bay Monsters.
Bay Monsters?
Oh, yeah. Public schools with kids would like throw rocks at us and stuff.
Oh, my God. Oh, look, it's a Bay Monster.
And I'd be like, bleh.
You for sure would. They watch me scare these guys.
No, actually, I'd be like, No, I'm not.
I don't go to this school. Why are you wearing the school uniform? This is my Halloween costume. It's April, Gina. So you play
Among Us. Freeze tag in.
Among Us?
Yeah.
Like Among.
Like a
she does a traitor the G's among like us. You do.
What?
She does the G's like you do.
How do I do it?
Everybody in Utah.
Wait, say Among Us.
Among Us.
Yeah, Among Us.
Say it how we're saying it.
Okay, like if I say hanging, you'll say hanging.
Say hanging.
Hanging.
Say it again in the mic more.
Hanging.
Well, you're just mimicking what I'm saying.
We'll see about that.
Okay. Hanging.
Hanging.
Yeah.
Hanging. Say hanging.
Hanging.
Yeah, see? Hanging.
Hanging.
That's what you said.
Well, I don't know. That's how I talk.
But I think Among Us is not A-M-U-N-G-U-S. It's A-M-O-N-G. Among us.
Okay, right? Say that again.
Among us.
Among us.
You don't hear the difference?
I can hear it. I can't. You know what it is? Among us.
Among us.
Oh, see? You guys both
Among
do it.
Us. It's among us. Us.
Yeah, among us.
You know what
us.
It is? It's like among.
It's not among.
No, let me finish.
Okay.
Among us. Oh, sorry. Hang on. Let me do it again.
Okay.
Among us.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like I'm ending the word.
Because it's silent.
Among.
So like when you.
Among.
Yeah, among.
Among.
No, it's among. Among us.
Among us.
Yeah. Among us.
Okay.
Okay, well, that's how. That's just, among
I'm
us.
In a different state. I'm not going to judge. Just saying. Among. Might just be among.
Hey, them us. There. That over there, them there. My dad today in the truck. We were driving up. We just say some stuff that's a little bit different to some people.
Well, no. I mean, my grandpa was from the South. He's from Mississippi.
Well, yeah.
Everything was over yonder.
Yeah, but what? Yeah. But you don't say it.
No.
Yeah. My point is like I speak like my dad.
Right.
And every time I get teased about how I say certain words, they say, my dad will tell me, you just tell him you learned that from the Redneck Dictionary. That comes from the Redneck Dictionary. 100%. Don't even care.
It's so white claw. What is...
Well, wait.
Wait, what?
Do you feel like... Okay, I'd actually like to know this. Fourth grade. What would you say is like the cool kids at school? What are like the cool kids into? Like the like things that like the cool kids are doing that they would tease you or bully you because maybe you're not into, or maybe you're one of the cool kids and you would tease someone else, which hopefully I wouldn't. You wouldn't do that because I would literally just, I would beat you up.
Whoop your butt.
I would whoop it.
I'm not part of the cool kids.
Good. You don't want to be in that crowd.
Don't ever be part of the cool
but
kids.
But there are these cool kids, and they're actually not bullies, but they usually just walk around the track.
That's funny, because I feel like the kids that walked around the track when I was in school, they were nerds.
That's so funny.
How the tables have turned.
I love that, like, yeah, they're the cool kids. They just walk around the track.
What makes them cool?
They just get a lot of attention.
I know, but like, what are the reasons, that, and like, whether it's true or false, what are the reasons that like they think they're cool? Or like what?
That other people think they're cool.
Yeah.
Well, there's a girl named Maya and mm-hmm. her sister had cancer. So everybody just thinks she's cool because she had a sister that has cancer.
Oh,
because
they felt they had sympathy for her.
Sympathy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, but and she's nice or she's mean?
She's really nice.
Well, that's great. Well, that's she good. Deserves to be a cool kid.
Yeah.
Not just because of the cancer thing, but like all the above. Nice.
Yeah.
And what are some of the other kids? Dude, kids were mean when I was in school.
Oh, well, there's one of the cool kids and her name's Pepper and she's a jerk.
Okay, and why?
Because she's just part of my friends where she just spies and she's just really mean. And then I have her number and she said that we're not friends anymore. I didn't even do anything.
Oh, man. I mean, I don't even know where to go with that.
I know, right?
I don't. Because when I was in school, people weren't very nice to you, but you didn't have their number or you didn't. I mean, there were like social demeanor.
It's social
demeanor.
Social demeanor.
Social demeanor.
No, it's true.
So much different. But I feel, I think that, I don't know. That's interesting. So she is not very nice, but why did she have your number?
Because we used to be friends. But
right. So do you feel like when there are kids that other people think are very cool, mm-hmm. you want to be friends with them? Don't you think so? Because when I was a kid, I mean, when there are those kids that are seen as like very cool, you want to be friends with them, and you're almost, you almost won't be exactly who, or, you know, won't stay true to yourself because you want them to like you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but the only reason why Pepper broke up with me, I didn't even do anything, but Scotty is my other friend, and Pepper, they're both friends, and Pepper got in a fight with Scotty, and then they hanged up on each other, and then she just, and then Pepper just texts Scotty saying that I'm not her friend anymore.
And oh, then, because were they friends too?
Yeah.
And right. They got in a fight?
Yeah, and I didn't do anything because they got in a group call for some reason. I didn't know what was going on, so I joined the group call, and they were just fighting, so I hanged up, and then Pepper said that I'm not her friend anymore.
Because you're friends with Scotty?
Yeah. No.
Or because you hung up from the
because
group?
Because I hung up from the group call.
Oh, because you didn't want to be involved.
What were they fighting about?
I don't really know. I didn't ask that. Mm. I was just quiet.
I love that.
Yeah.
Stay out of it.
Dude, fourth grade group calls? Can you imagine?
No. No.
Oh my gosh.
No.
We still had dial-up internet.
What'd
you have?
We were doing Morse code. I was like, ding, 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 ding. Yeah, Angelica's a jerk. Ding, 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 ding.
Grandma still has the block phone.
Yeah, my mom has her cell phone.
I mean, that's not so embarrassing.
Like the brick. No, it's not at all.
Yeah. That's like some old school stuff.
Dude, it's so cool. Yeah. She pulled it out last time I was home.
It's so cool.
Well, Jersey, all I have to say is I think that you were smart to not get involved. And I think that it's hurtful when you feel excluded from something because of your decision, but your decision was right. And I say, keep doing what you're doing.
Yep. And definitely
don't get involved with that.
Yeah. And don't, you know what? You know what's cool about when you're like a real cool kid? What? Like the ones that like deserve to be cool. Mm-hmm. It's like they don't, it's like you're cool because you don't try to be cool.
Yeah.
You're just nice.
And you're sweet.
And you work hard in school and you're friendly and everyone wants to be around you because of that. But it's the kids that become cool kids because they have like one thing or the other, right? Like either they, I will speak to like my childhood, right? Like they come from a family that has lots of money and like they're showy and they have like all the cars and the parties and like the best party bags, right? At birthday parties.
Oh, yeah.
And all this stuff. And they have that. It's like things, right? And then also they feel like they have a power to decide who gets to come and who doesn't. And that makes them feel really good about themselves. But there's people that are,
they're friends and they don't pick up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's people that are super friendly and nice and they just are more inclusive. And being that kind of cool person, you get to be a cool kid for what? Forever. For way longer versus just when you're in fourth grade or just when you're in fifth grade or just when you're in middle school or high school.
Yeah.
You get to be the person that people want to be around forever because you're a good person, which is way better than just, what'd you say her name was? Angelica? Was that a made up name?
Yeah. Yes. Gina,
I'm like, do you have something you want to talk about?
Yeah. No.
Gina, what were the questions you were going to ask me?
Oh, I thought I did. I thought you were going to ask us some.
Yeah, but you said you were asking me a question.
Oh, I have. Why don't
I thought
you?
I did.
Why
Sorry.
Don't you ask us some
I got
questions?
Sidetracked.
You can ask us questions. You can any kind of question.
Yeah.
You can ask.
If you were to ask an adult anything, what would you ask him?
I don't know.
What are you wondering about being grown up?
She's thinking. You guys are wondering.
I really don't know.
You don't know?
Okay.
You have nothing to ask us?
Wait, how was high school?
Oh horrible.
Man. It was pretty bad.
Horrible.
For her.
Horrible. High school was awful.
Why?
I went, like I said before, I went from being in a very small school, very small class. All of a sudden, my school shut down and it was private school.
Yeah.
So everything was like very religious. We were very sheltered, got thrown into a high school with hundreds of people. And I remember the first day of school, I was talking to this guy, or he was talking to me, and not like in a, like a boyfriend, girlfriend way. He was just being nice. And he said something about like, hey, you know, you did a really good job. And I said, thanks. This one girl heard it, and I guess it was her boyfriend. She made my life miserable through high school. They were so mean to me. They would say mean things to me in the hallway. They would make up rumors. It was awful. Terrible.
So, how about you, Brookie?
For me, it was terrible.
Well.
She's like, great. I have so much to look forward to.
She's like, can you give me any sort of.
No, I'm just saying.
It can be pretty bad. You want to know what makes school
high
bad?
High school is a very small portion of your life.
Yes, but and you want to know what makes school really hard or bad? Well, I'll actually preface this. I'm going to start it with when you're young and you're in fourth grade or you're in middle school or you're in high school, it really does feel like it's like the end of the world.
Or like, it's your whole life.
It's your whole life. And it's hard to understand when like your aunt or your grandma or your mom or your dad or your brother or, you know, all these people tell you and try to remind you that you have this whole life ahead of you, that you're not even close to that. It seems like that's not even real because right now feels like it's like the end of the world. Yep. And it's super important to remember that it's not.
Oh, there's your dad.
My brother is coming in here.
Hey, Cody, come
We're
here.
We're podcasting with your daughter. We're talking about school.
Well, friends.
And friends. Okay, so one thing that will be really great for you forever going through school and growing up is to always remember that it's not the end of the world.
And this is just happening now.
Yeah. And that it happens, certain things happen to everyone. Like your dad or me or Gina. Mm-hmm. She had it pretty hard.
Man, I was like really, yeah, it was bad for
She
me.
Had it hard. We're talking about high school, Cody.
Oh.
Jersey's dad just walked in, my brother. So high school for me, it was good. Middle school for me started in seventh grade. So I went to elementary school through fifth grade, and then sixth grade, I went to a sixth grade center. That's when they had that. So only sixth graders were there. And then when I was going to seventh grade, like your dad, Robin, and Aunt Robin, or Aunt Robin and Aunt Lacey went to Snow Canyon.
They did?
Yes. Where Lakin goes, my nephew, her brother.
Did you go there?
I went to Dixie.
Oh.
What? When? In seventh grade. Cody went to Dixie in seventh grade. So for me, I went to Dixie in seventh grade as well, but he got to go to Snow Canyon, different high schools. Anyways, when I was going to high school, all of my friends, because of where I lived and where I went to elementary school, they all went to Snow Canyon. So when they changed the boundaries, the school boundaries, and I had to go to a whole new middle school. Never been to any schooling with any of these kids.
How it's so scary,
it was
right?
Terrifying. Yes. I was so upset. I was pissed. All of my friends went to Snow Canyon. All my siblings went to high school and did most of their, Cody went to Dixie for seventh grade, but everyone went to middle school in Snow Canyon. I grew up watching all of them play sports and growing up in high school, going to those events, doing some of like the, you know, like cheerleading and like all these different, I played softball over there, all these different things they had, these programs for younger kids. Mm-hmm. I did all of that with all of the kids that ended up going to that school. And then in seventh grade, I had to go to Dixie Middle School. And so when I went to sort of going in through middle school into high school, meeting new friends was
hard,
tough. And I mean, I met friends, but it was, you get into that. I mean, school's tough, right? Like there's nice kids, there's mean kids, there's nerds, there's jocks, there's all the different types of kids, and then trying to find new friends was a little bit more difficult. I knew some people there because I had done some sports with them. Yep. But high school was
bad.
No, not bad. It was just tough because you still have to, you know how like dad and grandma are like pretty hard on Lakin, like getting good grades and getting his homework done. Mm-hmm. He's not quite as good as you.
I think I'll be good at
that. I'm pretty sure your dad's very lucky that you are very good at school. He is. Jersey is very good at school. She is really smart. She gets all of her homework done. And my brother, she's the only girl out of all, he has three kids, and she is the youngest and very studious.
She's bright.
Very bright. For me, you just have to deal with a lot. Like as you get older, you have to deal with more. You know, like when you go up in a grade and now all of a sudden you're learning some harder stuff. You might have new types of classes you're taking. So you have a lot more like worry or stress. And so by the time you're in high school, you still need to get good grades, but you also want to have friends and you want to, you know, spend time with them and you're trying to juggle all this stuff and you still deal with like the mean kids or the cool kids, but they're older and it can become more extreme. Mm-hmm. And that can be really tough. But I think it's super important for a couple of things. No matter what you're going through with kids that are being mean, or maybe you don't deal with that. I mean, some people don't. Some people really enjoy high school. Your dad did.
Yeah, man. Three of my kids had a breeze.
Yeah, a breeze. And yeah. Sometimes kids don't. But I think no matter what, if you just, school is really important. You want to get good grades. And you're someone who's just friendly, you'll have a great time.
Just be friendly and
yes.
Nice.
I have a next question I've been looking up for this one.
Okay, you can ask us, remember talking that microphone so I can hear you. Now you can ask us questions.
Okay. What sports did you guys do?
Oh, tell me, Gina.
You're looking at me like I didn't actually play sports.
No, I imagine you did, but you want to know what I was going to say?
What?
Would you consider a pancake eating contest a sport?
I mean, the fact that I won.
Yes.
I would actually say I was a champion. But no, I played a lot of sports. I played soccer. I played basketball. I played, I danced mm-hmm. for like 11 years.
Yeah,
we danced.
We tap danced together.
Yeah. What else did I play? Volleyball. I played Tiddlywinks. Just kidding. That's a very old game. I'm joking.
Tiddlywinks? Dating yourself.
I just said it's a very old game and I'm dating myself.
I also played Tiddlywinks. Did you play Pogs?
Yeah. No.
Cody, you didn't play, what? Marbles.
Marbles. Oh, I played marbles.
Yeah, I played marbles too and Pogs.
No, but like actual like sports, like that's what I did. Soccer.
You said Tiddlywinks and I was like, all right, Pogs.
I was the cheerleader. I was actually head cheerleader.
You shut
cheerleader
the
f- my up. Freshman year.
Stop.
I was. There's so many things about
For
me you
real?
Don't know. I was head cheerleader.
I knew it.
Yeah.
Colby.
Uh-huh.
Can you picture Gina's head cheerleader?
Well, this is what's funny is that it was freshman year because I went to private school and we had such a small school. And so they had a very small cheerleading group, okay. Obviously. But we couldn't move our hips.
Your hips did lie. Your hips told so many lies.
No, they couldn't lie because they couldn't move. So I was voted head cheerleader my freshman year.
Was it
and
fun?
Then it was no it was all very super fun, but then I went to public high school and I think it was just too much for me because I was so sheltered when I was younger, and so I ended up in choir. I was in the jazz choir.
Nice.
We toured the states. No, I was. I was a scatter. I have so many hidden talents that you had no idea.
Jersey, do you want
so
to...
So what did you do, B?
In high school?
I didn't answer.
Well, in ninth grade is... Okay. Yeah, so like low high school, I played softball. But I only played
softball too.
I played one year. I
forgot about that one.
I played 1 year and then I didn't do it again because I danced. So I played a lot of sports when I was younger. Mm-hmm. And then obviously me and all my siblings did so many sports and extracurricular stuff. And as you get older, you don't have as much time. You get better at something and you put a lot more time into one thing. Like you dance a lot and you do gymnastics.
Yeah.
So when I was in like middle school, high school, I danced a lot. I played softball and that was kind of it. Like as soon as I was done with school, I was in class till 8, 9 p.m., especially as I got older. I always thought that I would want to do like cheerleading or drill team to be in, what are they called? Emerald? Oh, the E-shells. I was going to be an E-shell. That's what I called
it.
At Snow Canyon High School.
Sounds like a very elite group.
The E-shells were the drill team.
They sound like assassins.
That's a good one. And then I didn't.
Oh,
Cody said, you couldn't hear him. He said, when he was in high school, the E-shells, the girls were bigger than the guys that were on their O-line. On their O-line, they could have been assassins. They're big girls. Yeah, I did that. I danced mostly and then played some sports, but I played a lot more sports when I was younger. Do you want to be like, is that something you want to do when you're in high school? Is like do like the drill team or do the cheerleading team?
I just want to dance.
So you want to do, remember, speak in that microphone. You want to do kind of like what I did?
Yeah.
So like out of your studio.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Do you think that if the dance team or the cheerleading team, if their schedule was something that would fit with what you already had going on out of your studio, that you would want to do that to like be involved in school?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Okay. Yeah, I think that's a good idea, especially your dad. Your dad's a big supporter of like going in and experiencing and enjoying when you're in school. Like middle school and high school and those things like that. I mostly, mm-hmm. Would you say you guys, for private school and then into high school,
mm-hmm.
You guys obviously had like sporting events and
yeah.
Things like that. Did you go, mm-hmm. You were a cheerleader before, sorry, private school, you were a cheerleader.
Mm-hmm.
And then you did
public school.
Choir.
Yeah, I was in a jazz choir.
Did you go to a lot of the sporting events?
Yeah.
Football games, yeah. Things like that.
I did. Went to dances.
Mm-hmm. I went to...
Yeah. I did all of it.
I went to like a good portion.
Yeah. I think like recently it's become like uncool.
To go to those?
I mean, I don't know. Just through my kids, they'd be like...
I think it's just a California thing.
Oh, it's lame.
Dude, it's a California thing.
You think so?
Yes.
I mean, it could be more than California. I don't know.
I'll tell you one of the biggest surprises I had in California.
Okay.
And it was like a sad thing. Not all of California.
Okay.
Because I think I talked to Colby about it and it's different. Like even we're in Redding is different than in Santa Cruz.
Okay.
So I went with you.
Uh-huh.
Ruby was a cheerleader in her high school,
mm-hmm.
Scotts Valley High.
Right.
And we went to watch her cheer.
Right.
There was nobody there.
Yeah.
We walked in and they only had one set of bleachers.
Yeah.
There was hardly, literally the only fans in this football game. The only fans in
it wasn't the packed. Stands. It wasn't packed.
Were parents of right. The, where we were, there was like nobody. It was like going to like a, when we, I mean, there's more people at my niece and nephew's soccer game that is like, how old is Deegan and Lake and Deegan and Brinley?
They're eight.
Eight years old. There are more people at their soccer game.
Yeah.
And I remember walking in thinking like, what?
This is it?
This is a high school Friday night
football game? Well, so I'll be honest, game? When I was in high school, it was packed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like even with Jordan, like when with my older kids, because they're third, like your age.
Yeah.
It was more packed.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's definitely dwindled. I don't know what it is.
Well, I know that, like, I wonder if it's maybe like a small town thing.
No,
however,
I don't think so.
Well, I'm saying like a small town thing, like St. George. I think honestly, California is just fucking weird.
No.
Sorry, George.
No.
Everyone's like,
fine.
It's just weird.
No, no, no. I'm saying the same time that you were in high school, my kids were, and it was the same way.
But I'm saying it's still that way.
It can't be a California thing.
But it's still that way here.
Right.
Packed.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Like, so you're just saying it's a California thing in the last...
I'm just saying it could be like just obviously location is different.
Maybe.
Because I could say... Because then I was saying like maybe small town, it could be bigger because people really rally behind that.
But Santa Cruz is... rallying behind it.
But now...
Nowadays.
Like I'm saying it was like that, but in certain areas it's still like that, but in other areas it's not like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's just, I don't know. I think it's a weird generational thing.
Yeah, I don't know. Or maybe certain high schools?
That's, oh, no, because my older kids went to the same high school.
No, I'm not talking about back when they were in school. I'm talking like now.
That wasn't that long ago, Brookie. Is what I'm saying.
What?
Oh.
I'm saying like, regardless of like what
it was
like.
I feel like we're fighting in front of Jersey.
She's fine. What I'm saying is like literally talking about like more like now because Ruby's 20.
So you're saying it's a recent California thing?
Yes. At least in the area that we live in. Well, I can't say it's a recent thing. I can say that's all I've experienced in Santa Cruz.
Yeah.
In Santa Cruz area, Scotts Valley, but it's all very close together. Going to my very first high school football game and me walking in and thinking it was like a scrimmage.
I don't know. Maybe it's just not a big sport there.
Well, I feel like in Santa Cruz in general, I don't think that unless you're surfing, the sports are big anyways.
See, I don't think that's true. I have so many friends who are like big in volleyball, like the volleyball courts are packed or the gym's packed.
But I'm talking like high school sports.
No, I know.
They play volleyball in high school sports?
Yeah.
Do they do that here?
Yes.
Sorry, sand volleyball. I'm thinking like sand volleyball. We don't do that here. High school volleyball, yes.
Basketball.
But sand volleyball. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, no, that's club. No, I'm saying they do volleyball is like packed.
Okay, well, like football specific, that's the only game I've been to.
Okay.
High school in Santa Cruz. I was just very, very, very surprised.
I think it seemed like it wasn't popular. Went to one. No. No.
Or I've also heard like Santa Cruz University.
UCSC?
Not really big on sports.
No, but no.
Right? Not big on sports.
No, but I don't think that's not the high schools.
No, but I'm just talking the area.
Oh. Okay.
So like when I like had heard that and then I experienced going to a high school and it was like, oh wow. Like I had only ever experienced so many people are in the city because like even here, like my mom, right? Like obviously my nephew, no one's playing at Snow Canyon High in my family right now. But the other night, Friday night, my mom was still, she knew what channel Snow Canyon was playing on.
Yeah.
And she could turn it on and watch it. Like it's in the community, in the city. It's a lot more popular for people that don't even have kids playing to be invested.
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't speak to that. Because I don't watch games that
have
people invested in. I don't know. All I know is that
honestly, I don't even know how we got so tied into this topic.
I know. I feel like
Jersey's like
cut it off.
Jersey's like, I'm not even in high school. <I
know. laughs> I'm like, no, I think people in California sports.
Since we're trying to, they like sports.
No,
and we're not talking California. I'm just talking about Santa Cruz.
All I'm going to tell you is that I've been to many a game, whether it be many a game. What? That's not a thing.
No, many a game, many games.
No, yeah, many a game. Yeah, you're making fun of me, but I'm actually saying it right.
Explain it to me.
Many a game, whether it be.
Can you explain? Because I don't understand what you're saying, not because you're not right, because I genuinely have never heard that before.
I mean, I don't know how to explain how I'm speaking.
What does many a game mean?
Like, yeah, many a game.
Many games, the proper way of saying many a game? Okay. Continue.
Okay, anyway, I've been to many different sporting events, whether it be volleyball or football or basketball, where... the courts, or like the court or the field,
are packed.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm talking about current.
I haven't been to any currently because I don't have kids that are in sports right now.
Yes, I know. Same. No, same. Okay. I too have been to many a game.
Yeah. You're actually said
that
right.
That sounds so bad. I've been to many a game. That sounds so bad. But I've okay,
all right, we're cutting
I've been,
this off.
I've been to many games where there have been packed stadiums. Uh-huh. My current most recent situation where I could speak on what it might feel like in, let's say, the California area.
Which was
for the
5 years
one game,
ago. Or 4
was
years
that it
ago.
Just wasn't many a game. It wasn't many people at the game.
No, there weren't many people no. at the game. That would be more correct. No.
Many, many a game. Okay.
There were not many at the game. Is what you meant.
Many a game is yes. literally.
But
like,
no, I don't think it's a California thing, is all I'm saying. I think there's definitely.
Say that
like
again.
Yes.
I've been to many a game.
Yeah. It doesn't sound right.
No, you can say it both ways. You just shouldn't shame me for saying it differently.
I'm not shaming you at all. I'm literally like you're speaking a different language. Oh, many a game. No, actually, I don't think it doesn't sound like you're speaking a different language. It sounds like you're way too proper. Like in a way that I've never heard before. And oh. I would need you to like,
okay,
give me a many a game for dummies book. Oh, here's the next book by Gina Chancharulo. Many a game for dummies.
As I'm snorting, I'm so proper. I'm just snorting into the microphone. My mother was an English major.
Many a game.
Oh my God. Is it really that weird?
It's so weird to me.
No, it's not that weird.
Colby, have you ever in your life said many a game?
Dad,
okay.
You've never said many a game.
But he knows what it means.
He did know what it meant,
okay,
though.
We need to get off this subject.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Next question.
Everyone's like, Brooke, like, we don't care about high school football. Neither do I. I have no high school kids, and none of my siblings are playing high school football. Or my nieces or my nephews. And currently, I'll be caring more about soccer. Because that's what the kids play in my family. Okay.
Perfect.
Jersey.
All right, Jersey, last question. Then we're going to finish it up.
Ask us a question.
Okay, go.
So you know how some kids don't like school?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
When you were done with school, was it happy or was it sad when you had to leave school?
Done with school, like when I was done with college.
With college.
Yeah.
Let's do two answers.
Okay.
Done with high school, done with college.
Okay.
Okay. You want to take it first?
Well, I didn't go to college.
Okay, let's go high school first, and then I'll answer college, which I also didn't finish.
But would I have wanted to go to college? For sure. Looking back, go to college. Being done with high school, yes, happy about it. Being an adult, you look back and you go, oh man, that was easy.
Yeah.
I wish I was in high school or college and not an adult and working. So enjoy it now.
Yep.
How's that?
High school. I was happy and I was moving away because I went to college shortly after. So I was kind of like a little bit sad because I missed friends, right? And I missed being able to see friends at school every day and go to class with friends every day. And then I was a little bit scared.
Wait, so you went to college? So
put your
microphone.
There you go.
You went to college and then your friends didn't go to the same college as you?
No. So when you leave high school, and usually.
A lot of the times.
A lot of the time. So you're like getting close to finishing high school, right?
Mm-hmm.
Probably starting your senior year, you know what your grades are. You start talking to counselors. You're trying to like decide what colleges you might want to go to. Like what you start trying to figure out what your plan is after high school. So what are you going to do? What are you interested in for school? Where do you want to go to school? And you start looking for all these things. And a lot of it too, counselors at school will help you because based on your grades, that's why it's so important to keep getting good grades because you have more options for school after high school. you can kind of narrow it down to a couple, like a lot of things. Like, where do you, how far away from home would you want to go? Do you only want to stay close to home? What are the best schools for you? Like, maybe your interests or what you want to go to school for. What are the best schools that you could go to? Now you'd look at, can I get accepted to those? Because you can't just go anywhere you want.
Yeah.
You know, those colleges have to accept you. So you have to consider, you have to think about a lot of that stuff, especially as you start going into like high school. And then hopefully leading up to that, you just, you care about, you know, learning stuff and retaining it and being smart and just being educated. And after that, you, man, it just gets complicated.
Yeah. So the simple answer is.
What is the simple answer, Gina? I'm like, I'm waiting for you to finish what the simple answer is.
Well, did you miss high school or college, right? Was that the question?
Well, the question was, is how you felt after you finished school. Were you sad? It just, I think for me.
Yes and no.
Well, yes and no. Things just get really complicated, and the more complicated they get and the more harder they get and the more classes you're taking and it gets harder, you miss the simpleness of high school or the simpleness of schooling that didn't have as many decisions that you had to make as an adult. Because now is when you go into college, when you go to high school, when you go to the fourth grade, you have to go to school. Is that how you feel? Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to go. You wake up and dad says, all right, and you have breakfast, and he makes you, you go, you walk to school, you go to school all day.
And you're like, oh man, I don't want to go to school.
And you're like, oh, I don't want to go to school. And you go anyways, you have to go. In college, it's like you have to go, but you don't. You really want to go to college because you're going to get the most out of it if you want to learn.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't want to learn, you won't. And college is very valuable. It's just continuing education and giving you more information. Usually because, okay, limited space. We got to end this really quick.
All right.
So usually because you usually have an idea of a career that you want. You want to like have a job in a certain, you know, certain industry. And so you'll go to school for that. And so you need college to take those classes so you can actually have a career in, if you want to be a doctor or, you know, work in science or engineering or all these things, you need more education. And so you have to want to be there to educate yourself, to learn, so you can then go get a job in an industry that you really want to do. If you don't have any interest in college and in learning, you may still go and you'll probably still learn, but it won't matter as much to you. And then it can feel like wasted time. So for me, leaving high school was kind of sad because I missed my friends and the simplicity of being more of a young adult and a child, where you didn't have to think so much for yourself or be an adult and pay bills and have all these other things that adults have to do. And I had to figure out how to do that. I didn't know how to do it. And it can be a different kind of stress versus when you're in school and your stresses are what? Like practicing your dance routine because you have a recital coming up, and then doing your homework because you have a test coming up, and that's pretty much it, right? Some other things with friends and bullies at school. But when you're in, you get out of high school, you get out of fourth grade, you go into fifth grade, sixth grade, all the way up into high school, you still have those things you think about, but you still don't have many things you don't have to pay for things. You know, dad's still paying for stuff for you. When you're in high school, you'll have a job.
Yeah.
But it's not your job because you have to pay your rent and your bills and you have to get yourself to school. Because when you're in college, dad's not going to be there to like make sure you get to school and wake you up and get you there and feed you. You have to do all those things on your own. So it's also really important for learning really how to take care of yourself. So it's valuable, scary, and I did, this is a perfect time to say, I did not finish college and Gina didn't go to college.
I actually went to 2 years.
You did?
Yeah, junior college.
She's like, thanks count? For nothing. No, I just didn't know that.
I have. Yeah, I went to Rio for 2 years.
You said you didn't go to college.
I didn't go to, like, I didn't finish college.
Oh.
I also didn't finish college.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I learned a lot from going to college. Yeah.
So hey, don't do what we did.
Your dad didn't go to college.
Oh, just call me out.
You? Gina's like, I actually went to 2 years.
Lincoln.
Well, I did. I did 2 years at junior college.
Lincoln said he's not going to college.
Well, oh man, that's a whole other story. We got to wrap this up.
You know, it's so funny.
You know what? We're going to like wrap this up and then we're going to go yell at Lincoln. How's that?
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
Hey guys. Thanks for listening to another episode of Between Thanks for listening to another episode of Between the Raps with Brooke and Gina and Jersey. You can say bye.
Bye, subscribe.
Oh yeah, bye and subscribe.
No, like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe.
Say it again.
Bye, like and subscribe.
Yeah,
bye. Yeah, bye. Hey, bye. Bye, like and subscribe.
Jersey, you are the MVP of the night.
All right, guys. Thanks for watching, listening. Honestly, no idea if anything that we talked about brings you, gave you any information. But hopefully you enjoyed it.
Good night.
Good night.